day 3 of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Festival Studio, the media center of the Community Ideas Station. I'm sitting here with director Sam Bathrick. Did I get the name right? Thank you. Yep. And I don't have your name.
And producer Adam Barton.
Producer Adam Barton, thank you. To talk about your film, 16 Bars. It actually just screened this morning, Saturday, 11:30, at the Violet Crown. This is a story about a musician coming to a jail into Richmond, Virginia, and helping the inmates express their lives and their experiences through music.
That's correct, yeah.
Tell me how it came about. Who's the musician?
Well, the musician is a man named Speech Thomas, who's famous for being the founding member, one of the founding members of the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. They won some Grammys and MTV awards back in the 90s, but they have a real history of socially conscious hip-hop and just being socially conscious human beings. So Speech visited the Richmond City Justice Center in June of 2017, and we were there filming it. Speech was there to do music workshops with the inmates at that jail, and in many ways he was also there to ask them to kind of tell their stories. So Speech is a minister and works with a lot of folks, so he was sort of a perfect person to be doing this work in the jail and to help us bring out the stories of these men. And ultimately the film really is more about the stories of these men than it is about Speech. He's a vessel and he's a witness and he asks good questions, but it really becomes an exploration of the people that are there and why they're there and what's happened to them. And
Sam, you were the director, and Adam, you were the producer. You had a previous relationship with Speech, and he brought this story to you, this opportunity to go down to the Richmond jail and film these inmates. How did you feel being behind the walls of a penitentiary?
Well, speaking for myself, I think going into it, we didn't know what to expect. It's a very unique jail, and it's a jail that was built from the ground up with the vision of former sheriff of Richmond, Sheriff Woody, C.T. Woody. So the jail was really built and designed in a way with this idea that rehabilitation is possible, it's necessary, and that the people behind bars there are human. So even in the jail, they call the inmates residents, and there's a certain, I think, thinking that you about who those people are the possibility of them finding some redemption that's built into the place. But it's still a jail, and it's still cold, concrete, and it was still an unpleasant place to be. I mean, every time we left, it was just walking back outside into the fresh air. It was a reminder, like, man, I really don't want to be in jail.
It's a viscerally hard place. It's hard surfaces, metal, concrete. Yeah. It's unrelenting. And when you get back after spending a day in a jail, you feel different, having just been in that physical space.
Yeah.
And what about the residents themselves? Did you get to know some of them? Did you form some bonds?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the film is a really reflection of those relationships that Speech made with these folks and also that we did. We got really close to the guys that we were filming. And, you know, as you learn in the film, a jail is really a short-term holding facility. So the guys that are in this facility are either preparing to be released back into the community or preparing to be shipped, you know, to go to court to find out their sentence and possibly be shipped to prison. So there is an element of our story that really follows them beyond just the moment where we first met them, either back out into the lives that they're returning to in the communities or, as I said, further into the system.
So you got to follow their journey, not just this opportunity to make some music, but whether they stayed in the system or whether they got out, so you're able to do some follow-up.
And that plays out in the film, and that, I think, is it extends. And I think that's one thing that's sort of good about the film is that it shows the interplay between communities and jails. I think people think of jail as that other place.
Right.
And really, we started to realize, even some of the guys that come home in jail every night are out in the community starting programs. You know, the jail is much more of a permeable kind of engage with the community place than I had anticipated. Mm. And I think people forget that or don't know that. So that was part of the experience, is sort of seeing that.
And how was the music?
That's why I think that's ultimately like why we were like, well, this is worthy of being a film. Is we did a trip down there without speech just to sort of see what it was about. We did a scout trip. And, you know, 3 hours into the scout trip, we were just like, our jaws were on the floor, because some of the talent was just like really world class, like guys that their songs could be on the radio, country music, hip hop music, arrange, gospel.
Because the film is ultimately the making of an album, it's possible their songs will be on the radio. These recordings are pretty special. And the recording process itself is such a, and the process of writing lyrics in a jail cell, I mean, it's such a, it's almost like reading a journal entry of someone. It's very intimate, and the recording process is one of self-exploration, which is really what our film is about. So the music is the backbone of the film, and we were blown away by it. But it sort of, I don't think this film really exists without the music.
Yeah, and just to put a point on that, there's an album that will come out probably in early 2019.
And you know how people find out information?
Well, yeah, we go to www.16barsthefilm.com, and there is a place you can put your email in, and then you'll be on our mailing list. So when the album comes out, you can purchase the album, and when you purchase the album, we're setting it up so that the highest possible percentage of proceeds from the album will go to the guys who wrote the songs.
Yeah.
So it'll support the artists as artists, and they need it, you know, where they are in life. That's a way to support these guys for work and creativity that they did, that they've earned.
So your filmmaker's now based in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Your production company is Resonant.
Yep.
And how do people find out about other information that you all are, other projects that you all are working on?
Sure. Well, I mean, our website is resonantpictures.com, and we make films, we make TV shows, we do it all, and we're also, you know, people that like to collaborate and work with other people who have good ideas. So,
absolutely,
come see us.
Yeah.
So, how was the screening this morning, and how was the conversation afterwards?
Well, the screening was a real thrill for me personally. It was actually the first time I saw it on the big screen.
Really?
Yeah, and Sam's seen it a few times, but hearing it in surround sound was wonderful. The Violet Crown Theater has unbelievable sound and picture, and it was a real treat for us, I think, on a technical level when you spend so long looking at it on a TV screen or computer screen. To see it on the big screen and hear it and feel it was great. And then Sarah Scarborough, who's in the film, Dr. Sarah Scarborough, who runs the programs at the jail and does addiction work in Richmond right now. She continues to do it. She's a force in Richmond. She was there, led our Q&A. People that she works with who work on these issues of addiction and reentry into society, they were there. That was really special for us that they were there.
And people really, I mean, I think we had 30 minutes for the Q&A. It felt like everyone stayed, and they ultimately had to kick us out because people really, it's a film that really starts a conversation. It's a hard conversation. People feel strongly about it. It touches on a lot of different issues, and it doesn't necessarily wrap everything up in a nice little bow at the end. So we've just found in these screenings people want to stay and connect and talk about what it's bringing up for them, everything from sort of public policy to just really raw, deep emotions that the film draws out of people. So the Q&As have been really great, and this one was no exception.
Well, I think this is the first time I've spoken to a filmmaker after their film is on the screen.
Right.
So normally I close with telling people to go see the film.
Yeah.
But now, since hopefully a lot of people did and are listening to this, but if you're really interested, go to 16 Bars the Movie.
The film.
16barsthefilm.com.
16barsthefilm.com.
And there are upcoming screenings. We're going to be in Doc NYC in a few weeks in New York. And more importantly,
tomorrow. In Richmond, if this comes out, we're screening tomorrow, which is Sunday at 1:30 p.m. At the Bird Theater.
Oh, all right.
Downtown Richmond, free screening.
Excellent.
Put on in partnership with the Virginia Film Office, which we're extremely grateful for their support.
Yeah. That's the one we should be talking about right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at the Bird Theater, Richmond, Virginia.
Sure. It's not in Charlottesville, but it's not that far.
It's not that far away.
And it's going to be a really great screen. A lot of the guys from the film will be there. a lot of people will see it for the first time, and it's a chance for us to present the film back to the community in which it was filmed, and that's going to be extremely special.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. You're going to come back to Charlottesville sometime?
Absolutely. I love this place. This is the first time really walking to this studio. I just turned to Adam and was like, what is this place? It's so beautiful. Like,
it's an idyllic day here for the listeners.
It really is. Yeah. Fall leaves. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
Well, Sam Bathrick, Adam Barton, thank you for coming by. Thanks for talking to us. Good luck with the film. The screening tomorrow sounds like it's going to be just amazing. You can follow 16 Bars at 16barsthefilm.com. This is Sean McCord for the Charlottesville Podcast Network. This audio podcast and others will be available on Seville Podcast and Virginia Film Festival, sevillepodcast.com and virginiafilmfestival.org/podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you at the movies.